You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Well, today we are here talking with Dr. Christopher Bronson, who is a new internal medicine physician who is going to be coming to our Huron community in July. Dr. Bronson, let's first start with way back in the beginning. What made you decide to become a physician?
Like solving problems, you know, in medicine particularly, you know, internal medicine, there's lots of mysteries and complex issues people have, and it's just, intellectually satisfying for me.
So are you from Illinois originally?
Yep, I was raised in the suburbs of Chicago, Arlington Heights, Illinois. I went to college at Western Illinois University, which is in Macomb, a very small town near Davenport, Iowa, and then went to the University of Illinois 1 year in Urbana, and 3 years in Rockford, Illinois for medical school.
Maybe talk just a little bit more about the things that you've experienced in your residency that you feel like are preparing you well for your practice here in rural South Dakota.
At Mizzou, it's a tertiary referral center, so what that means is that there's a lot of smaller hospitals around, in rural Missouri that send patients to us to take care of for various reasons, usually because they require complex and specialized care. So being at an academic medical center like that, you see a lot of rare, illnesses and or severe, presentations of common illnesses, and so you take care of a lot of really sick people. And so I would say, and I was not only at the university hospital, I was also at the VA hospital, which is literally right across the street, attached by an underground tunnel. So part of my training is also working with, veterans, and oftentimes veterans, by the time they come to the hospital, they're also extremely ill too. So I would say the level of acuity that I'm used to is pretty high, and so that's been obviously beneficial.
Got you interested? What caught your eye about the position opening here in South Dakota?
Well, we wanted to move our family to a small town. We knew that, and we really like just kind of the West and Upper Midwest. So there's that. We spent about 5 or maybe even close to 6 months looking at various positions and stuff, and so I think the position in Huron kind of checked all our boxes in terms of the size of the community and the size of the hospital and the type of practice available. And the health of the hospital too is the other thing, because a lot of rural hospitals are kind of financially not in the greatest of shape, so we didn't want to necessarily end up at a place that was gonna get bought out by a bigger health system or closed down shortly after we arrived. We wanted a place that was stable and was the right size and then the right place, and not too far away from some of our family. And
ages and types of patients does an internal medicine physician see?
Most internists, you see adults, 18 and older, usually, although it's really, there's no real age cutoff. And obviously the more rural you are, the younger the patients you see. Family medicine doctors see infants and young children and stuff. But internist really is about adult medicine. So, you know, anything from like, you know, later adolescence into, you know, late adulthood, geriatric care, things like that. So we're not pediatricians, and we don't treat, you know, young kids. Internists are really just adult, you know, medical, you know, care providers. So
your training does focus though on managing multiple conditions and chronic conditions, is that right?
Yeah, so yes, that is true. We do treat a lot of advanced, you know, medical problems and even more important patients with a lot of them at once. I would say, you know, at least half of my outpatients at the VA during residency had one or a combination of heart failure, you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, diabetes, usually not well controlled diabetes, and a good percentage of them had, you know, all three of those. So we get a lot of experience treating, you know, older adults or even middle-aged adults with many fairly advanced, you know, chronic diseases. That's just kind of what we do. That's our bread and butter. That's what we know how to do. We feel very comfortable doing it. And then also some of the, you know, a little more rare stuff too as well. So
do you have any special interests, any areas that you have specialized training in or that just are a passion of yours?
Towards the end of residency, I started doing some extra stuff with opioid use disorder. And so I have a license to prescribe buprenorphine, which is a drug used to treat opioid use disorder. And, you know, where I went to residency and really all around the country, there's a huge, you know, problem with people addicted to prescription and illicit opioids. So there's a huge need for that kind of treatment, and I think it's kind of interesting. And you know, did the American Society of Addiction Medicine courses on it, and became certified, so that'll be, you know, one of the things that we're setting up to do, you know, when my clinic opens.
So what would you say is the best part of your job?
Best part of my job? Probably just, you know, meeting new people and being there for them during some of their most difficult, you know, challenges and life circumstances. You know, earning their trust in terms of helping them through that. I'd say that's probably the most satisfying.
If you had the opportunity to share one piece of advice with our listeners to help them stay healthy and avoid illness, what would that advice be?
The one piece of advice I have is try to fix your sleep, get sunlight during the day. I'd say that good circadian rhythms and things like that are pretty much the key to preventing or, you know, reducing the impact of most chronic conditions.
To talk a little bit about your family, you mentioned that you've been married for 8 years. Tell us about your children, your hobbies, and what you're looking most forward to moving to South Dakota.
Yeah, so I have two kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old girl and boy, respectively. So, you know, spend time with my kids, and we're trying to teach my 5-year-old how to read right now and going through that. And
how about moving to South Dakota? What are there some things that you and your wife and your family are looking forward to moving north?
Yeah, well, you know, South Dakota is a beautiful state, and you know, we just want to be kind of more rural and away from you know, kind of the bigger, not that we're in a big city, we're in like a medium-sized kind of area right now. And, you know, just having some space and room to breathe, I guess you could say.
Dr. Bronson will be accepting appointments beginning the week of July 20th. Call 605-353-7660 or visit www.hrmcphysiciansclinic.org.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.